Dave Stanley from tab.com.au. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, TK. Good morning, Jimmy. Yeah, outstanding news with the Boomers and outstanding news as well with our
third favourites, I think.
Yeah, so they're $4. They were $4 when I had a look, or are they $4.20? They're around that $4.20 mark. I know that they're not favourites against Spain. So Spain are favourites.
Yeah, yep. That game market hasn't gone up yet, has it?
$1.58.
Just gone up?
$1.58 Spain. The boom is $2.40. Our man Brad Rosen said we'll beat Spain. I think the semi-final could be harder than the final, put it that
Spain
way.
Spain got? Spain don't have any NBA stars.
They've got
they?
Great players.
Do they?
Yeah, they've all got really good players.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, they're
I was hoping we could tee off on the Spanish then.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, oh, who, please?
Play them Patty in the Mills, afternoon. Bogut. They'll be having a siesta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
Maybe.
Actually, Sangria's been well back today at Hawkesbury. Keep an eye on that. No, that's not a G-up. That's legit. Tommy Berry rides for the Snowden Sangria.
You've given out more plugs than Rex Mossop, right?
Yeah.
In your time here for the tap.
Well, you're able to get a start in the Kosciuszko for...
I'll tell you what, if I can get a start at that Kosciuszko function... If anyone's listening, please. They have the grouse dinner and everything.
Oh, okay.
With all the connections. I think this gentleman on the phone, TK.
Gary Pood from Dorigo, of all places, joins us. G'day, Pood.
Good morning. How are we?
Mate, you've got the inside running. We sent Dave Stanley up there. All of a sudden, you come up with a slot in the Kosciuszko.
Oh.
Mate, if it's as good as last year, it'll be fantastic this year.
All right. Well, tell us your story, Pood.
The different syndicate to what we had last year.
Okay.
The punting syndicate of 14 people.
We
took tickets and lucky enough to come up with the draw and won a slot of game.
Wow.
And we've picked Sun Craze, the horse we had last year. He went well for us. We run second. Yeah, so everyone's over the moon about it. And some of the people that's in the syndicate hadn't even been down to Sydney. So.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
I think they'll get an eye-opener.
Yeah. How good is that?
That's I was going to say, Pud, I think when Davey was up there visiting you guys, it was last year for some of you guys the first time you'd been not only to Royal Randwick but to Sydney?
Yeah, there was a couple of guys, yeah, hadn't even been on an aeroplane.
How good.
Well, Dorigo's not that far away.
No, but it just showed.
No, mate, no.
But so Pud, I've got to ask you, how did you come up with Sun Craze again?
Mate, we'd been talking to Mel O'Gorman, and she said the horse was going quite well.
Yeah.
And anyway, out of the 14, we all had a pick, and we said that the horse that got the most votes would be the horse that we'd take.
Okay.
Great democracy.
Yeah, and anyway, he actually came up with it, which was surprising.
All right.
And what about the deal? Because I remember when I spoke to you guys...
You've got to work the deal out.
Yeah, you've got to work the deal. But you said Melanie last year and Anthony Gates, your deal was really good. And you made a quid. What about this year?
Yeah, same deal as last year, mate.
Oh, how good's that?
Yeah.
How good?
No, it's real good. Good people to deal with. Lovely people.
Right. So, completely different syndicate.
Yes, just a Saturday punting syndicate. That's
how good?
Pud, you're going to put a syndicate together next year? Because I want to be in it.
Yeah.
You seem to be the lucky charm.
I don't know what he's putting through the taps at the pub, mate, but something's working.
Good on you, Pud.
Yeah, good.
We'll give Sun Craze a cheer for you. That's quite remarkable. I'm involved in three different syndicates and got nothing.
Okay,
we can't even get a winner on a Saturday.
We can't get a collect,
$15. I tell you what, and last year, it was sort of unfancied in the market, and gee, it ran an absolute bottler. Corey Brown wrote it last year, of course.
Yes.
Heard you talking earlier about Corey, and he's on the mend and doing some work for Seven.
That trifecta must have been big last year. We had Bell Flyer, Sun Craze, Awesome Pluck.
Yeah, that's it.
Wasn't it, from memory?
Yeah, that's it.
100%. Awesome Pluck was William Farrah.
Yeah.
William Farrah.
And it was big odds.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
Yeah. Good odds.
In fact, I think last year, all the top three came from a venue. Because I'm fairly sure the boys, the Thad and the boys, bought their tickets at Narrabeen or somewhere around there.
Right, okay.
And we know the Farrah ran third, and we know that the Dorigo Hotel had second. So, look, Kosciuszko, I know I'm going to be harping on about this for weeks to come, but there's plenty of good stories to come out of this.
How'd you go with your PR work for Brett Kavanagh?
Yes.
Have you had a, have a,
Yeah, spoke to Brett Kavanagh. So both horses, I'm just going to clarify, both horses worked yet last Wednesday.
Oh, hang on.
You've stuffed it up.
You're backing away from your earlier comments.
But they were both under the GPS, and he went as good as Star Boy.
Oh, he went as good as Star Boy now.
He went. Well, in my opinion, he won by five, you know, running away.
But we're talking about Sid's footprints, right? You're pushing $51.
Should be in the field.
Must be something in it for you.
Yeah. Should be in the field.
Well, let's hope there is.
What's in it for you?
Something.
There's absolutely nothing in it for me.
I'll
tell you my theory. If I can get one of these horses in, surely then Cav or the owners or someone will say, oh, thanks, Stanley, for that, and then I'll get to the after parties hopefully be in some sort of suite or box at Ram. That's all. I'm not running any slings. I just want to come on the ride.
You go cheap.
Just get on the ride, you know. Good magic carpet ride.
Well done. Thanks for that. And well done to Pud too from the Dorigo. Yeah. 2 years in a row. A completely different syndicate. So well done to Pud. And sticking with Suncraze, who's a $15 chance in the Kosciuszko on Everest Day.